Order. It is 9:00. It is September 16th. And we are actually in council chambers. Live streaming. Oh, yes. And I'd like to acknowledge that the press and public had been duly notified according to the Freedom of Information Act. And the second item on the agenda is approval of the previous month's minutes of July 1st. Seems so far long ago, but any additions, deletions, changes to that?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And now we're going to move on to citizens' comments. Open the floor for citizens' comments. Anybody's welcome to speak. Just state your name and address and just come on forward. Desiree, can we pull the chair up or is that a... This thing just, so the microphone can pick you up.
There you go.
All right. You're good.
My name's Howard Hoag, AKA Beach Santa. My address is 445 Federbush Drive, Monk's Corners, and the zip up there is 29461, number one. I got some information, some numbers I put together from this current year we're in, and I did miss about 5-6 weeks of time this summer, and I do want to thank the city of Isle of Palms for the get well card from the surgery I had. But I pulled some numbers together, and the numbers I'm showing you, the first number is 4651. This is the number of cigarette butts, cigar tips that I picked up this year in parking areas at Isle of Palms. The second number, 4746, is the number of cigarette butts and cigar tips I picked up off the beach this year. And my beach areas usually go from the Windjammer, the volleyball courts, up to the pier, past County Park, up to about 21st Street. That's my range I go. The next number, 12129, is the number of cigarette butts and cigar tips I picked up off of Ocean Boulevard. Now these numbers are as of September 2019. That's not including the today's numbers from the cigarette butts I picked up of 153 cigarette butts off of Ocean Boulevard this morning and two cigar tips this morning. And I didn't do all of Ocean Boulevard. I always start at the Sea Turtle, and I got past the flags and past the front beach area as far as I got. So my numbers, not including today's numbers, is only 21,589 cigarette butts in cigar tips. And I'll say 99.9% of this number are cigarette butts. I think we have a problem. Now my thinking is if I can keep the cigarette butts off of Ocean Boulevard, they're going to keep them out of the water system because of heavy rain, they're going to wash back into the drains, go somewhere, whether the drains go that way or that way, it's going to end up in the water system and affect sea life. Now, I do take part in the weekly and monthly beach sweeps that we affiliate ourselves with the South Carolina Aquarium for the Litter Free Journal. And this summer we did 9 sweeps, according to my records, and I could be mistaken. We have a total of off the beach, and that's not part of this number at all. This is a separate number of 4424 of cigarette butts and cigar tips, and I'll say mostly cigarette butts off the beach. So with that being said, presenting these numbers, and I do keep pretty accurate records of stuff. So when I do the sweep every day, I do have a fresh sheet. I'm meticulous in my count. I know when I first started it was kind of an awkward thing to do, but working with Linda from the volunteer from the aquarium, it's second nature where I can go and pick up 15, 20 things. My memory is such that I can memorize it, get to my sheet, and write it down. So I just want to present the numbers to you. And where you folks take this, it's up to you. But having this information, it's right there, all that.
Yeah.
Any questions at all?
Nope, much appreciated.
Much appreciated. Everything you did. Yes.
Well, thank you so much.
All that keeping those kids' lists separate at Christmas is really hard.
Well, you know, the one thing, too, is the, you know, bad boys and girls up north get a piece of coal in their stocking. And down here, I can't find any coal. So it's going to be a pine cone on a stick in your stocking. And the size of the pine cone will be determined on how bad one is. Yeah. So, okay, but thank you so much. You all have a good day.
Thank you.
We'll see you now. Thank you so much.
A great segue into my testimony. Kelly Thorvaldson, South Carolina Aquarium. Thank you for allowing this public comment. I'm so glad that that Howard put together the numbers, because I didn't have time to, and the numbers are powerful. The aquarium has a litter-free digital journal. It's a litter tracker, and we've partnered with the Isle of Palms cleanup crew to help understand what that litter is, and it's been really incredibly beneficial to just that understanding. So it's been long understood that cigarette smoking is harmful to humans, but it's just recently, in the recent years, being better understood, the harms of cigarette and smoking to marine life. Research is helping us understand that. So in addition to it being harmful, there's just a blatant disregard by many smokers of how to dispose of their cigarettes. And although there are educational campaigns in cities across the U.S. and across the globe, there's still an incredibly problematic issue with cigarette litter. People just don't care enough to not go out of their way to put it in the right place. So having said that, I consider there to be sort of three main areas that as it relates to cigarettes. First of all, they're toxic. There are hundreds of toxins in cigarettes. And when they go into the marine environment, or any environment really, they leach these toxins out. And there's recent research that shows even small quantities of cigarette butts in the ocean can be fatal to fish. So this is really problematic when millions and millions of cigarettes are going into the ocean every year. And our creeks and waterways where we fish. I mean, storm drains lead to creeks and waterways and ultimately into the ocean. And this is where cigarette butts are going. It's really problematic. But secondly, one of the biggest myths about cigarettes is they break down, they're biodegradable, but they're not. They're made of plastic and these toxins that only leach out and break down into smaller and smaller pieces. So they never ultimately go away. And then finally, cigarette butts are the most common type of litter, and our kids on the beaches, even right here on the Isle of Palms, and our kids are building sandcastles in an ashtray, essentially. The numbers are a little less this summer with the Isle of Palms cleanup crew, because I don't think we had the same amount of people out there picking up litter, probably about half the numbers. Last year there were almost 10,000 cigarette butts in 45 minute sweeps. Nine sweeps in a 4-block chunk of space. These are new cigarette butts being littered every single week, being picked up by this crew. Many of them are your residents. This is problematic when 800 cigarette butts over 4 blocks are being picked up every single week. It's a problem, and I personally don't want my children playing in an ashtray. I think it would be a real leadership move for the Isle of Palms to take on a smoking ban. I think the folks that call this place home and appreciate healthy beaches would appreciate it, and I encourage you to consider this smoking ban on the beach. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Come on forward.
Hello again.
Hello.
I'm Susan Page. I live at 5 Forest Trail Court 1 on the island. Here to speak about the proposed ordinance changes to Title 6, Chapter 1, Article B and C. I might not have quoted it all correctly, but I just want to thank you again for trying to do something about the issue of nuisance properties